Good evening. Welcome. We're going to do a little Contra 101 workshop. So if you have never done contra dancing before, please come join us out here on the floor. You need a partner to work with. And if you have done contra dancing before, please also come join us, because having experienced folks in our group will help our new folks get up to speed that much faster. So we're going to make a great big ring. You need a partner to work with for this little workshop. Can be anybody. Generally, we do a gent and a lady together, but we also dance two gents together or two ladies together lots of times, no problem. If you have two of the same gender, you just need to decide between the two of you who's going to dance the role of the lady and who's going to dance the role of the gent. All right? And we're going to form a great big ring, and traditionally, we put the lady on the right and the gent on the left. So let's get that way. That looks great. Let's scooch ourselves out, have a nice big circle, plenty of room. All right. Great. Well, good evening. My name is Diane, and I'm your caller for the evening. The good thing about contra dancing is you don't need to know anything. There's a caller who tells you what to do. So all you need to do is follow instructions. If you can walk, you can dance. And frankly, even if you can't walk, you can still dance. There are plenty of people out there who use wheelchairs to get around, and they dance and do just fine. So there you go. All right, we're going to start with a move called Swing Your Partner, because this is, in modern contra dancing, this is a move we use in pretty much every dance. So it's a good place to start. And to begin, if you would face your partner and take two hands with your partner. Generally, we do gents palms up, ladies palms down. And I would like you to dig deep into your inner child. Pretend that you are 5 years old on the playground and kind of lean back against each other and whirl each other around really, really, really fast to make it really, really, really fun. And we go clockwise, whirl each other around in a clockwise direction, that-a-way, yeah. Great. All right, and stop. Good. Now, what I want to point out is, did you feel the centrifugal force as you lean back against each other? What enables you to go really, really fast is the pulling back action that you're doing there, hanging on to each other. That creates a centrifugal force, and that's what makes it fast, and that's what makes it fun. Okay? Well, that leaning back action, that pulling back, we call that sharing weight, okay? Or some people say giving weight. You and your partner are holding each other up. You're leaning back against each other. You're sharing weight, okay? So all night long, when I say share weight or give good weight, that's what I'm talking about, that feeling, okay? So that is the secret to good dancing. So let's do that one more time. Two hands to your partner, give really good weight, kind of lean back against each other, and go really, really fast. Great. Okay. Now, to fine-tune that, as you go round and round, let's, first of all, let's do it again, and this time, instead of being fully extended in your arms, kind of the water ski position, let's bend your elbows so that you are closer to your partner. You and your partner take up less space, okay? You're smaller as a couple. But you still want to be leaning back and keep your arms really tight so you still get that centrifugal force, okay? So let's do that kind of toe-to-toe with your partner, then lean back, elbows bent so you're not too far apart, but keep it really tight and go really, really fast. Great. Okay. So notice that you can still give good weight. You can share weight even with your arms bent. As long as you keep your arms nice and tight and strong, you'll have good weight. Okay? Now, you'll notice that your feet are kind of in each other's way. So we're going to solve that problem. As you face your partner, take your two hands again with your partner, step to the left, to your individual left. So you and your partner are kind of moving opposite directions, one toward the inside of the circle, one toward the outside of the circle, to your left. All right, so that you're off kilter from each other. And then take your right foot and put it slightly forward. And with your right foot is now your inside foot, okay? So you have an inside foot and an outside foot. And as we whirl each other around, as you whirl your partner around, keep your right foot forward the whole time. It's kind of like a scooter action, like riding a scooter or ride a stick horse, okay? I like to think of it as a sort of a gallop type of step. And the secret to this is look your partner in the eye, bend your knees, really kind of sit down into it. And then as you lean back, you still want to give good weight, feel that centrifugal force hanging on with your hands, two hands to your partner, round and round you go. Here's a little exercise we can do to practice that step. We call that a buzz step. Just for a minute, drop hands with your partner. Let's all face single file around the great big ring in a clockwise direction. Face clockwise, that away. So if you put your right foot forward, your right foot is your inside foot around the great big ring. Okay? And so in single file this way, let's do that ride a stick horse sort of step. Ready? Go. Here we go. Very nice. Okay, now, stop. Now, right in your space, instead of going around the great big ring, in your spot in the ring, let's do that same little gallop step, tracing a very small circle right in your place. Still going clockwise, though, in a little tiny circle. So, like so. Dun, 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 dun. There you go. Okay, so now face your partner. Take your two hands with your partner. Step off kilter to the left. Put your right foot forward. Bend your knees, kind of sit down into it. And we're going to do that same thing in a small circle just with two hands to your partner. And here we go. So right foot forward, and you're swinging around. So that's the basics of the swing. Now, one more piece. We're now going to do this in ballroom position. So instead of two hands to your partner, you're still off kilter to the left. Gents, take your right hand. Put your right hand around the lady's back. Ladies, you take your left hand, and where it goes depends on your height in relation to each other. If you're approximately the same height, ladies, your goal is to get your left hand all the way behind his shoulder. This is an equal opportunity move, okay? Ladies, you have to do your share in sharing weight, okay? When we did the two-hand swing, you were holding each other up with your hands equally, right? And the same is true in this ballroom position. It's not the gent has to do all the work. Ladies have to help. So if you can reach all the way behind his shoulder, that's best. If there's a great height differential, then ladies, put your hand on his shoulder or kind of as far as you can reach comfortably. But you don't want to hang on his bicep, okay? That's not fair. So aiming to hold each other up around the back rather than in front with the two hands, the concept is still the same. You want to bend your knees, kind of sit down into it, and lean into your partner's arm, and you're holding each other up around the back, okay? Actually, the truth is, you're holding yourself up using your partner as a support, okay? You're not really holding your partner up, and he's not holding you. You're holding yourself up, okay? But you're leaning against each other. When I say lean back, it's not lean back from the waist. It's keep your whole body straight all the way down to your knees. And then notice as I'm leaning back, my body is straight, but it's at an angle. And my feet are kind of in front of my shoulders because I'm holding myself up using my partner for support. Okay? If I were to let go of my partner or he were to let go of me, I'd fall backwards. But because we're holding each other up, we can make this sort of a V shape with our feet sort of close together, but our shoulders are a lot farther apart, okay? And yet the body is straight. That's what you're looking for. And so it's not with the butt out, and it's not bent at the waist like you're going to be a gymnast doing a back bend, okay? But you're still leaning back against each other. And you do that same buzz step swing, and your aim is a nice smooth swing, not a lot of bounce up and down. We're going to take that gallop step and make it a lot smaller, a lot more subtle. That was just for teaching purposes. So it's a nice smooth swing. Now, just a couple more things you need to know. You need to end that swing with the lady on the right, whatever direction you need to face. Right now we're going to face into the middle of the ring. You end with the lady on the right. Now, gents, let me tell you a secret. As you're swinging your partner, it's your right hand that's behind her back. So if you keep it there until you're both facing whatever direction you need to face, right now face into the middle, then you can just let go with this loose hand and open up like a book, and the lady will automatically be on the right. Okay? So that's the secret. Gents, keep your right hand on her back until you're both facing the right way. Open up like a book, lady on the right. All right? Now, one more piece that we're going to add for the swing. Sometimes we do a little preview move with the swing that's called a balance. All right? The balance takes four counts of music, but actually before we do it, I want to play a little game. Let's go back to facing your partner, two hands to your partner, and stand just sort of a nice, comfortable distance apart. You're not exactly toe-to-toe, but just a comfortable distance from your partner, and your feet sort of nice, comfortable shoulder width apart. Now, glue your feet to the floor, okay? And without moving your feet and keeping your body totally straight, sway in toward your partner and then catch each other with a push. And then sway out and catch each other with a pull. And sway in and push and out and pull. And in, push, out, pull. In, push, out, pull. In, push, out, pull. Great. And you can feel, it's a fun little exercise, what makes this work is all about the hands, right? All about the fingertips. We actually dance as much with our hands as we do with our feet. So, again, this is part of sharing weight. That push-pull, what you're doing is you're sharing weight, and you're keeping what we call a dance frame, all right? That's those strong arms create the frame. So that push-pull is very important in dancing. Whenever you have good connection with your partner, a good frame, you're going to have this equal and opposite force. You're either both pushing or you're both pulling, okay? So let's do that again, and this time make it so small and so subtle that the people watching maybe can't even see that you are swaying in and out, but you can still feel it in your arms and your hands, okay? So really, really tiny, 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 in, push, out, pull. In, push, out, pull. In, push, out, pull. All right, you're getting the idea there. Great. Okay, so now unglue your feet from the floor. You can move your feet now. To do this move that we call a balance, it's four counts of music, and what it is a tiny step forward on your right foot, and then a push, like we just did, a tiny step back on your left foot, and a pull. And as you step back, you're gaining distance from your partner, so as you pull toward your partner, and that creates momentum that you then convert into your swing. You kind of let go of your hands and get into your swing position, and you use that forward momentum to start swinging. So all together, the balance goes forward, push, back, pull. That's the four counts, one, two, three, four, and then into your swing. So all together, one, two, ready, go. Forward, push, back, pull, swing. And face in and open up like a book with the lady on the right. Fantastic. Let's do it one more time. Face your partner, two hands to your partner, nice just sort of average distance from each other. It's going to be a tiny step forward on the right. Forward, push, back, pull. Wait for the count. One, two, ready, go. Forward, push, back, pull, swing. And face in, open up with the lady on the right. Great. All right, that whole combination together is called balance and swing. Okay? And you have now finished the most complicated part, to whatever extent it's complicated, of contra dancing. That is the hardest thing that we are going to do all night long. Everything is downhill from here. All right, so you can give yourselves a hand, and we're going to move on and learn a couple more moves that we use in contra dancing. Okay, we're going to do a move called Allemande. It's from the French. Allemande, it means by the hand. And here's how it goes. Take your right hand to right hand in a, you know, cross hands kind of hold, but hands up, kind of like you're going to arm wrestle, except you're not going to arm wrestle. Instead of clasping hands with your thumb, scooch your thumb out of the way and take sort of four fingers to four fingers. That's what you want to do, palm to palm, and then sort of turn your hands so that you can pull back just a little bit, just like we did in that two-hand swing way back at the beginning. Think of this as sort of a one-handed swing. You want to pull back just enough so that you get a little bit of that centrifugal force. You want to share weight in this Allemande. And in the Allemande, there's no fancy footwork. You simply walk around your partner, look your partner in the eye. It's more fun that way. And walk around, one time around, come right back where you started. That's Allemande right, okay? And we can also do it by the left. So switch hands, take left hands, pull back, give good weight, walk around each other one time around, back to where you started. That's Allemande left. All right. Now, one thing that's important to know, when you're doing that swing, you can swing around and around and around as many times as you want in the allotted phrase of music, in the time that you have, okay? But in the Allemande, the caller is going to tell you how far to go, and it needs to be just that far. So we just did Allemande right once around, Allemande left once around. But sometimes it might be once and a half. And in that case, you end up in traded places, okay? So let's notice, face your partner again, and notice that all the ladies are facing clockwise, and all the men are facing counterclockwise. If you have the lady on the right, you're facing that way. Yeah. All right. So if we do Allemande right, take that right-hand position again, and go all the way around. Go ahead. Ready? Go. Allemande right all the way around, and halfway more, you end up in traded places, and now you're facing the opposite way from where you started. Okay? See how that switch happened? Great. Let's do Allemande left once and a half to get back where we were. Ready? Go. Allemande left all the way around, and halfway more, and you're back where you started. All right? So that's Allemande, and just like in the swing, giving good weight is what makes it fun. All right? Now, another move that we use in contra dancing a lot, you might have learned this in your junior high school days, it's called do-si-do. This is a non-weighted move. There's no hands in this move. So you face your partner, and we're going to basically walk around your partner with a little back-to-back moment and then end up right back where you started. So we start by passing right shoulders. Point to your right shoulder. There you go. Walk past each other by the right. Slide to the right, back-to-back. Now back up, passing each other by the left, and come back to where you started, facing your partner. Okay? That's called do-si-do. Again, it's from the French do-sa-do. It means back-to-back. So, one more time. Let's do it with a little bit of zest. Ready, go. Pass by the right, slide back to back, and you back up, and you're back to place. Very nice. Now, when the dance gets going and all the experienced dancers join the floor, you're going to notice that they're going to do a whole lot of spinning when they do the do-si-do that looks like this. Okay? And as they go around, they're spinning. I want to say to you, Don't you worry about that right now. Okay? There's lots of room in contra dancing for adding flourishes. That's one of the things that people love about contra dancing, is it's got this fun yin and yang of freedom and responsibility. Okay? You have a responsibility to the whole set to do the moves, you know, the way they're supposed to be done, because your partner and your neighbors are going to be depending on you. But within the music, there's room for you to add some of your own playfulness once you get a feel for what you're doing, okay? So you'll see that happening on the floor, but I want to encourage you to not worry about that too much right at the beginning. Spend your time right now just kind of getting good on the basics. And then once you feel confident in where you're going and what you're doing, then you can add all the twirls and spins and flourishes and, you know, keep enhancing it. Okay? So that's called do-si-do. Shall we practice it one more time? Ready? Go. Pass by the right, slide back to back, and you back up, and you're back to place. Great. Okay. So at this point, we are going to form some circles of four. Let's take you two and face each other to make a little circle of four. And let's pass it around this way, and let's pass it around that way, around the great big ring. So we have couple facing couple in little circles around the great big circle. All right? And in these little circles, orient yourself so that you are side by side with your partner, with the lady on the right, gent on the left, and you're facing that other couple, okay? And then turn your circle of four so that one couple is facing clockwise and one couple is facing counterclockwise, okay? All you clockwise people, raise your hands. Yes, and counterclockwise. Okay, now we're going to learn a move called pass through to new neighbors. All right? This other couple whom you are facing, they are called your neighbors. Hi, neighbors. Yeah. So, for pass through to new neighbors, the goal is you want to pass by this neighbor and go on to new ones. In order to not crash into each other, the convention is that you pass by the right shoulder. So, face your neighbors in front of you. You've got an opposite gender neighbor directly in front of you. Pass each other by the right so that essentially the ladies are splitting that other couple and the men are sort of passing on the side. And don't turn around. Keep going straight, forward, 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 and ta-da, there's a new couple coming toward you and you can make a new ring of four. Okay? So that's called pass through to new neighbors. Let's do it again. Face those new neighbors and pass through, passing by the right. Keep on going. And there's new neighbors. Make a ring of four. Great. All right. Now, what will happen in the dance is with each set of neighbors, you'll do a little something with them. We'll do some dancing. And then at the end, you'll end up doing this pass through to new neighbors, and we do it all over again. Let's take hands in a ring. Kind of look at the floor. Notice where you're starting. This is home place. Okay? Let's do circle to the left. And there's no fancy footwork. You don't have to hop or skip or jump. Just walk in a nice smooth step to the left, all the way around, come back where you started. Well, that was lovely, but that was boring. This is not just trudging. This is dancing. So, same concept as with the swing. Anytime you have connection with another dancer, whether it's in a swing or an allemande or a circle, you want to give good weight. So let's give weight around that circle. Kind of pull back just a little bit. Instead of having your hands facing down toward the floor, put your hands up. Now, it doesn't have to be way up. It's not, if I were a rich man, you know, but just sort of a nice, comfortable sort of waist level with your hands up and your elbows pointing down so that you can pull back. And as you circle, you want to feel like you are pulling the person behind you and you're being pulled by the person in front of you. Okay? So, ready, go. Circle to the left all the way around and back to home place. And we could do circle to the right the other way back. Ready, go. Circle to the right, go the other way back. And you're back to home place. Very nice. Good. Okay. Face your neighbor And just for review, do a little do-si-do with your neighbor. Great, you come back to home place. All right, so here's a new move. We're going to do a move called right and left through. Now, right and left through has two parts, and I'm actually going to teach you the second part first. This is called a courtesy turn. You are standing side by side with your partner, okay? Gents, take your right hand, put it around your partner's waist, all right? And ladies, you can take your right hand and put it on your hip, like so, to kind of keep him honest, okay? That lets him know where his hand is supposed to go. All right. Take your left hands and join left hands in front, all right? And this makes you a couple. Now, gents, this is your opportunity to kind of snuggle her in nice and tight, okay? A little snuggly moment. And as a couple, you want to turn all the way around. Gents, you're going to escort her around by pushing the lady forward, and gents, you go backwards, okay? It's kind of like you're pivoting around a point right between you, all right? There's a pivot point right between you. So ladies, go forward. Gents, go backwards all the way around, and you're back where you were, okay? That's called courtesy turn, okay? Let's do it one more time. Gents, snuggle her up nice and tight. Push her forward, gents go backwards, turn all the way around, nice and zippy, and that's courtesy turn. Good. Okay, so for this move, right and left through, you already know how to do pass through. We did pass through to new neighbors. In this move, we're going to do pass through, but don't go too far, because we're not done with these neighbors yet. End facing back to, so that you're back to back, okay? But you're still side by side with your partner. So now, assume that courtesy turn position. Gents, put your right hand around her waist, left hand in front, and do that courtesy turn just halfway so you're facing those neighbors again. Okay? So the right and left through is two parts. It's pass through and then courtesy turn. All right, let's do it the other way back. Ready, go. Pass through and then courtesy turn. Good. Let's practice it two more times, kind of over and back. Ready, go. Pass through and courtesy turn. And the other way back. Ready, go. Pass through and courtesy turn. Okay, and that altogether is called right and left through. Now, in some dances, in some regions of the country, they will do right and left through with hands, which is where it got its name in the first place. Let's do it this way. With that neighbor, actually shake right hands with that neighbor and pull by the right and then drop hands and you end up back to back, okay? And now the courtesy turn is exactly the same. Do that same courtesy turn. You're right where you were. And let's do that the other way back. Shake right hands, pull by, and then courtesy turn. And you'll notice that to get into that courtesy turn position, you take left hands with your partner. It's that left hands in front. And then the gent kind of scoops the lady up around the waist, and you flow into the courtesy turn. All right? That's why it's called right and left through, because you pull by the right, and then you take left hands for the courtesy turn. But in our dance, you know, just through evolution, the right and left through sort of evolved where we don't do the right hand shake, we just pass through and do the courtesy turn. So either way is correct. If somebody offers you their right hand, take it. Why not? It's just a dance, right? Okay. So that's right and left through. Very nice. Let's do pass through to new neighbors. Thank you, neighbors. And let's practice that right and left through with these neighbors. Ready, go. Pass through and courtesy turn, and the other way back. Pass through and courtesy turn. Very nice. Okay, now we're going to learn a new move that uses that same courtesy turn. This is called ladies' chain. Now, in the right and left through, everybody traded sides. But in the ladies' chain, the gents are going to stay on their side, and only the ladies are going to trade. Okay, so here's how it goes. Two ladies shake right hands with each other. In this one, you really do shake right hands. Shake right hands with each other, pull by, and face that neighbor gent, okay? And ladies, you can let go of each other. shake left hands with that neighbor gent. And then, gents, you need to move over to her side. Put yourself at her hip so that you can scoop her up around the waist and do that same courtesy turn that we did before. Okay? That part's exactly the same. So you escort her around, and you're facing that same set of four. Okay? So the ladies have traded places. The gents have not. And now you're facing your partner. Okay? So that's called ladies chain. Let's do it the other way back, okay? Ladies, shake right hands, pull by, shake left hands with your partner, gents, scoop her up around the waist, and escort her around. Ladies, go forward, gents, go backwards. For that courtesy turn, you're right back where you started the whole thing, okay? From a historical perspective, the chain used to be over and back. If you do English country dancing or some more traditional dancing, a lady's chain would be over and back. But in our modern dancing, when we say chain, we mean just over. And if we want to do over and back, the caller will tell you chain over and chain back. Okay? Let's practice it again. Ready? Two ladies by the right, ladies chain. Shake right hands, pull by, and a left to the gent with a courtesy turn. And let's chain back. Ready, go. Ladies, pull by the right and a left to your partner and a courtesy turn. Great. Now, let's do thank you to these neighbors. Thank you, neighbors. Let's pass through to new neighbors. And let's do a little combination. We're going to do the right and left through where everybody trades sides and then just the ladies chain back. Okay? All right. Take a deep breath. Here we go. This is going to be, let's do it with hands for consistency. So with your neighbor, shake right hands, pull by, and courtesy turn with your partner. Okay? Everybody has traded sides. And now just the ladies chain back. Two ladies, shake right hands, give a left to your neighbor, and that same courtesy turn. All right. So ladies are back where they started, but the gents are not, okay? They're just traded sides. So let's do that combination again. Ready? Shake right hands. Right now it's with your partner. Shake hands with your partner, pull by, and with that same neighbor, courtesy turn. And now just the ladies chain back. Two ladies, shake right hands, pull by, left to your partner, courtesy turn. And everybody's back where they started the whole mess. All right? Very nice. So that's all we have time for now. But, wow, we've done a lot, okay? We have done swing your partner, balance and swing. We did Allemande right, Allemande left. We did do-si-do. We did pass through to new neighbors. And we did right and left through and ladies chain, okay? That's a lot of good stuff. Oh, and we did circle to the left. And we talked a lot about sharing weight, giving good weight, supporting your partner, and ladies on the right. All right? So that is a good handful of basics that are going to help you have a great time tonight. Everything else you can learn on the floor, and I will teach you as we go. Okay? Each dance, we'll walk through the dance, and we'll show you how it goes, and you'll pick it up surprisingly fast. I want to give you three survival tips before we break up here. First tip. There are no dance police, okay? Nobody's keeping score. So if you screw up, and you probably will, we don't really care. All we care about is that you have a good time and that you keep on dancing. So if you screw up, laugh a lot and just keep on moving, all right? And you'll get to practice. You'll get to try it again the next time through, okay? Tip number two. If it feels like people are pushing you around, they probably are. And it's meant with the best of intentions to help you get where you need to be. So please don't be offended, okay? I once had an experience where someone felt like, don't push me around. And it was like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to help, okay? So it's all meant to be helpful. And the third tip is if you came here with somebody, with a friend, with a spouse, with a partner, with a date, and you're both new, I encourage you to say, see you later, maybe for the third or fourth dance. And don't dance with each other to start out. Look for experienced dancers who look like they know what they're doing. And all you experienced folks who are here, these are the beginners. Please ask them to dance. Help them get into the dance. If you dance with somebody who knows what they're doing for the first couple times through, for the first dances, you'll pick it up a whole lot faster. Okay? So that's my suggestion. You do what you want with that, but that's what I would suggest. Thank you so much for participating in the workshop. We are going to move into our regular contra dance. You can keep the partner you've been working with, or you can say thank you so much and mill around and find a new partner. We are ready to contra dance, and I'm going to show you, once we get started, how the dance works in long lines. So here's what we do. Find a partner, and instead of being in a great big circle, we are going to form long contra dance lines. All right, where you stand across from your partner, and we're going to make at least two lines, maybe three. We'll see how it works out, how many people we have. Hey there, this is Diane, and if you listened to that whole workshop, I am incredibly flattered. Thank you for listening. At this point, there's a whole bunch of floor management that happened that, you know, of getting everybody lined up, and I have edited that out of this recording. But just to kind of finish up, the walkthrough for the first dance is the sort of the extension of the beginner workshop. I feel an obligation at regular weekly or monthly dances when there are beginners there to really teach them everything that they need to know about contra dancing, so if they, you know, come back or if they go dancing somewhere else, they'll know the vocabulary and they'll understand what's going on. So I explain the what for many of us is the obvious. I go ahead and explain that during the walkthrough of the first dance, and it goes something like this. When you come contra dancing, the same thing is going to happen. Anywhere in the country you go, you can go to a contra dance, and this is what's going to happen. The caller is going to say, line up for a contra dance, or form on for a contra dance. And what that means is, do like this. Get in long lines where you stand across from your partner, and traditionally, we have a ladies' line and a gents' line. If you and your partner face the stage, put the lady on the right and the gent on the left, facing the stage, then turn and face your partner, and that's the long lines, and there's a ladies' line and a gents' line. Then the caller is going to say, take hands four, and that means, just like we did in the circle in the workshop, we're going to make little circles of four. The first two couples make a circle of four, and the next two pass it all the way down the line. All right. Now, in your group of four, face your neighbors like we did in the circle. Stand side by side with your partner and face your neighbors. And the couple that's facing away from the stage is couple number one, and the couple that's facing toward the stage is called couple number two. All right. Now, in modern contra dancing, we want to have everybody have the lady on the right and the gents on the left. The number two couples, you're already there. But the number one couples, you need to switch places in order to put the lady on the right. And that's called ones crossover. Okay? So let's go ahead and do that. All the ones crossover, put the ladies on the right. So everybody has the lady on the right and the gent on the left. And all of that, in a regular dance, all of that is going to happen very fast. The caller is going to say, form on for a contra dance, take hands for ones crossover. And what that means is, get like this. Okay? And that's how we line up for our, traditionally for our modern dances. If the dance is proper, a little bit more traditional, the caller will tell you that. Maybe the ones won't cross over. But generally we do. And tonight, the ones will cross over for all of our dances. Okay, just a real quick orientation. Close to the stage here is called the top of the set, also known as up. Way back there at the back of the hall is called the bottom of the set, also known as down. So right now, as you're facing your neighbors, you are facing up and down. One couple is facing up, one couple is facing down. Okay, if you'll turn and face your partner, please. This is called facing across the set, also known as facing in, okay? In or across, all right? And if you'll turn your back on your partner, turn your back, this is called facing out, okay? So we have up and down, we have in or across, and we have out. Great. Okay, face your neighbors up and down the set, and here's how the first dance goes.